The Trump administration is trying to relocate the bulk of the headquarters of the Bureau of Land Management from Washington to Colorado, which is getting cheers from Wyoming lawmakers. But as correspondent Matt Laszlo reports from Washington, Democrats view the move as problematic and a way to gut the agency.
For years, Wyoming lawmakers have complained that government employees in their press shirts and suits are making decisions that impact the lives of their constituents. So they're welcoming the Trump administration's plan to only leave about 60 Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, employees here in D.C., out of the 550 currently located here. Here's Wyoming Senator John Barrasso.
And I think it's just a good idea to get people out of Washington, away from the Beltway, and closer to home, and where the decisions, I think, are made much more on a reasonable basis. But, you know, you don't want unelected, unaccountable, heavy-handed bureaucrats making decisions that impact our lives, and often when they don't know anything about us.
But currently, only about 6% of BLM employees are located in Washington, which is why the Trump administration's effort is viewed skeptically by many Democrats.
Just an effort to undermine the way the BLM functions.
That's New Mexico Democratic Senator Tom Udall. He says the BLM staff currently in Washington play a vital role in assisting federal law and rulemaking.
You know, frequently we have a lot of questions as to, from members of Congress, what BLM is doing and where they're headed. And if you don't have the top people in Washington, you can't answer the questions. We've seen that in the past.
Udall says with around 95% of the BLM's workforce currently in the field, this move is unnecessary. But Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney says Udall and other Western Democrats who are voicing these complaints have spent too much time in Washington themselves.
I think that that's probably a fear that you hear from Eastern Democrats who, you know, don't understand how the real America lives.
New Mexico Democratic Senator Martin Heinrich is open to moving BLM out west. Still, Heinrich says the announcement comes at an odd time, right before an election year where Republican Colorado Senator Cory Gardner is up for re-election in one of the hottest races this cycle. So he fears it's
an effort to either help an individual senator in their reelect, or more importantly, to push career professionals who really know how to do their job out, then that would be deeply troubling.
But Cheney counters that government employees who work on Western issues should be longing to move out west.
Frankly, I think once they've had the chance to be out and visit Wyoming and Colorado and see what life is really like out there, we call it God's country. We anticipate that we'll have a lot of folks who are clamoring to get out there.
Wyoming Senior Senator Mike Enzi supports the move for a typical reason. It could actually save the government money. Enzi chairs the Budget Committee and notes that the administration estimates the relocation will save more than $50 million.
There's something to be said for having the workers where the work is, instead of paying for all the travel back and forth. I suspect they're also looking at it as a way to clean out some of the deadwood. You know, when a president moves somebody that had an appointed office down below that at-will position, you can't ever get rid of them.
Enzi also thinks the move could help cut the duplicative federal programs that now have overlapping jurisdiction on Western issues.
Well, my problem in the federal government is we don't even know what programs we're paying for, let alone how much they are, let alone whether they're authorized or not, let alone how much duplication there are. That's what I'm trying to get at with budget reforms, is forcing us to take a look at what we're doing and seeing if the money is actually making it to the program, not just paying for a bunch of bureaucrats to run a program.
The Trump administration is hoping to complete the move by the end of 2020. But Democrats are promising to try to stop it when lawmakers have to come together and fund the agency this fall. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.